Hi there! Welcome to another episode of The Reason Why, a podcast that was created with intention to actually tell you guys the reasons why things happen the way they do. And originally, the reason why people do what they do, why they do it, and how they do it. But after the pandemic hit us really hard, I realized actually that it's been tough. It's been a struggle to find people who are actually willing to give interviews talking about their why. The first reason I found was sometimes they don't know their reason. They don't know the reason why they do what they do. Other times they don't feel comfortable, I mean, quote unquote, exposing themselves or talking about themselves. They are shy or they are too, I don't know, an introvert person, maybe you're introvert people. And other times I found that maybe they are not very confident with their English, because I've been talking to lots of people, not only native speakers. So what I decided was, in order for me to be able to keep the project going, keep moving forward, I had to come up with a different strategy. So the strategy I came up with was to talk about my point of view, the way I see things, and also base my ideas and the ideas in the podcast on research. Okay, so the things you will be hearing here from now on will be my opinion. So I'm not a doctor, I'm not an expert in human behavior or society or what have you. So it's my point of view. You may agree or you may not agree with me. It's all good. We are here to learn, exchange, and grow together. And yes, every now and then you'll be hearing interviews or conversations with people here, with guests, right, where they will be talking about their experience, their reason why, the reason why they do what they do, and so on and so forth. I decided to be honest with you about it, and maybe you're hearing some noises around me. And yes, this is a new format as well. I decided to loosen up, right, to relax a little and just go about this podcast as I go for a walk. So why not? Right, we are taking advantage of the dead time, as we call it. So while I'm walking on the street, I'm exercising, I'm jogging, whatever it is, but now I'm not going to be jogging. I decided to make this recording, so record for you guys. I hope you like this new format, and I hope it's not too noisy. So you might be hearing some birds chirping here and there. It's a very interesting area I'm walking here. And but you'll also be hearing some cars passing by. I hope that doesn't annoy you. Let's see how it goes. I just hope this new format and the content I'm about to provide you with is interesting to you and you like it. Well, our focus today is resilience. What a good word to consider, especially now during pandemic times. So 2020 was the year of resilience. But what is this resilience thing after all? Well, some people say resilience is the capacity or the ability to recover from difficulties, from toughness, quickly. So you quickly recover, you get back up after tough times. Other people define it as being elasticity or flexibility of springing back into shape after a certain pressure or impact. That could be for objects, but why not for people? The way I see it, I really see resilience, and I've been learning a lot since the pandemic started by thinking of it as a way to get stronger, to see life from a different perspective. Things will be happening, bad things will be happening, good things will be happening. I think the difference here is how hard you can get hit and how fast you can recover from this hit, from this blow. In other words, if something wrong goes on, if something wrong comes to you or happens to you, what are you going to do about it? Are you going to be sorry for yourself? Are you going to be crying over spilled milk, as they say? Or are you going to be reflecting on it and thinking about maybe reasons why that thing happened to you? Or more than that, what is the purpose of that thing? Or what is the reason why that thing came to your life? I think it's a better approach. Some might think this is optimism. Some might think it's realism. I don't know what it is. I just choose to go this path. I just choose to take this role, take this path in my personal life. And I really believe that it makes things more positive, makes things more easy, right? I mean, things get easier when you see them from a different perspective. You see, some people choose to be pessimistic about things that happen to them. But what's the advantage? What's the advantage of looking at things from a pessimistic point of view? You feel like you're a victim, you know, of society. Nothing is right with you. Everything that comes to your life is just bad and wrong. I don't think that's the case. I think we have choices. As Simon Sinek, a very well-known man, optimistic by nature, he says that some people focus on the thing they want to get or the where they want to go. And other people, they choose to see what's preventing them from getting where they want to get, or they are preventing them from getting what they want to get. That's so powerful. That's so powerful. Think about it. How many times have you just, instead of thinking of the purpose, of the goal, of where you want to go, where you're going to get, you're thinking of the problems. You're thinking of the situations that will come your way. Oh, but what if during my journey I have such and such problems? What if I encounter problems and issues or challenges that are too big? Well, what if not? What if that doesn't happen? And if it does happen, well, so what? You get stronger, you learn from it, and you move forward. In other words, I think, I'm not sure if I'm getting this right, but that's how I look at it, how I look at resilience. It's a way to live. It's a way of living life in a more, I don't know, optimistic way, if you will. But bouncing back, that's a nice way to say it. Bouncing back after you're hit. So don't be a victim of circumstances, right? We need to be the ones responsible for our lives, for our actions, for our attitudes. And I really believe that everything happens for a very specific reason. I don't know if you do too, but I don't believe in coincidences. Nothing happens by chance. And I've been learning, telling you guys a little bit about my experience. I've been learning a lot over the past 12 years or so with the concept of resilience, with more than the concept, putting it into practice by really acknowledging facts, really try my best not to be pessimistic about things that come my way. Whenever things don't go the way I wanted them to go, the way I planned them in my head, you know what? I don't get that frustrated. Of course, I get a little upset. I'm only human, not a robot. But I tend to take a minute, take a breath, take a deep breath and think, okay, I don't like that. I don't like this outcome. But why on earth did it happen to me? And why now? Oh, you know what? What's in it for me? What's the situation for? So believe it or not, it's been helping me to be stronger, to be more peaceful, to be more grateful, to be grateful, guys, because gratefulness is an amazing thing. Practice it. And I've been learning how to practice it more and more each day. When you're grateful about life, about things, chances are, and there are big chances, you'll have more success. Better things will come your way. Believe me, believe me. Some people call it the law of attraction. Some people call it whatever. It doesn't matter. What matters is, I believe you're here on this planet for a reason, with a mission. We're not here just as passengers. I really believe we need to be the drivers. We need to be the actors, right? So that's pretty much it. I think it's a process, as everything in life, it's a process. It's a journey. It's not a marathon. It's not a sprint. It's a marathon, actually. So how to be resilient after all? Some people just think about the concept and go, oh, that's too much for me. No, that's BS. It's not for me. Easy to say, easier said than done. But no, take your first step. Start small, as with everything in life. Start small. Start being grateful for things you have in your life already. Stop looking at things you don't have. Stop thinking so much or 100% of the time. Stop thinking about things you don't have or things you should have but you don't have, and be more grateful for things you have in your life. And it's been helping me. So my hope is that you try this yourself, and chances are you will be living a better life as well. And I would like to know that. I'd like to hear from you. And please, if you like this content, if you like the message I'm giving you here now, don't forget to send me a message, okay? You can send me an email. The email is going to be in the description, the bio. Or you can go to my Instagram, English for a Reason. English for a Reason. And just send me a DM. I'll be really happy to read, to see that somehow I've managed to help you with my experience, with my point of view. I'm a little short of breath here, as you can tell, but it's all good. It's been a pleasure. I'm gonna be making these episodes not too long, okay? So you can listen to them while commuting, while going to work, while coming back from the park, while going to the supermarket, or while you're doing the shopping, or while cleaning the house. Take the opportunity to invest in yourself. Okay? So that's it for today. And I'll see you very soon. Take care and bye for now.